Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? It's Friday, y'all, that I'm talking about, the end of the work week for a lot of you, and I hope everybody is having a good time. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and man, today is Freedom Friday. Y'all know what that means, open conversation, whatever's on your mind, whatever you think of is what we shall speak of. yeah, we can get as deep as you want to, and all that good stuff comes along with that. So get ready, man, because it's about to happen. Y'all want to join the conversation? No problem. 347-838-8622. Email me at letstalk@gmail.com or jump in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm hyped now, man. I'm telling you. I got a story to tell y'all in a little while, but I may not tell it. I don't know. But before we go any further, let me go ahead and bring my co-host in, Sister Ngani. And, oh, Lord, hammers, there I go again. Anyway, let me bring my beautiful co-host in. Sister Ngani, how you doing today, darling?
Greetings, Mr. Talk. I'm wonderful. And you?
Oh, I am doing wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
I tell you.
It's a glorious day.
Yes, it is. A beautiful day also. You know, it's beautiful outside today. I don't know. I may have to go outside and run a couple of miles or something just to make it feel pretty good.
Well, Mr. Talk, I wasn't really talking about the weather. I was talking about a glorious day because I'm in life. How about you?
Well, you know, I'm always in life, and I agree with you. Yeah, I
yes.
agree with you 100%, without a doubt.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That is, man, I tell you what, anytime you wake up, you should feel that's a glorious day, you know,
yeah.
just for being part of life. Yes, you should. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. Yes. Oh, yes. But it's 70 degrees outside with a slight breeze, for those that want to know what the temperature is.
The weather man.
Yeah, I'm doing the weather man.
Oh, it's 70 degrees somewhere. Now, we don't know what it is everywhere, right?
Yes, right. I just know it's 70 degrees here in
hey.
Central Texas.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. See, there you go already messing with me.
I can't help myself.
let me tell y'all a story real fast. You know, before we came on there, you know, I had to prep everything, so... You know, I say I'm going to sit down in my little favorite comfortable chair and check out a couple of little documentaries I watch from here and there. You know, and next thing you know, I heard a loud noise going on, right? So I jump up. Then I realized that loud noise was me because I was snoring.
Now,
I say,
well... Woke yourself up snoring.
Well, yes,
so the
I did.
Henry was watching
you. I had to laugh. I said, man, yeah, pretty much. pretty much. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, I said, boy, I tell you, you know, that's an internal clock right there. I haven't done that in a long time. Huh? Woo! I know what it was, those trees I cut down yesterday. They're catching up
with
me.
Yeah, that wore you out, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. East Coast, I see you in the chat room. Welcome. And we got Wesley on the switchboard already, so I see the crew is slowly making their way in. That's what I'm talking about right there. Wow. But, you know, I watched a couple of documentaries, and, man, I'm telling you, one was on Katrina, you know, the aftermath of Katrina, and how a lot of folks have not gotten, you know, their money from that, and, you know, how many just haven't moved back because the living conditions are just so bad. And the other one was about the water supply in the world. So they were pretty interesting for the most part.
Well, I can see why you would go to sleep on them topics, because they just kind of grab you by the heart, you know?
I'm telling you. You know, and the one about the water, man, it was just amazing, you know, because I always say, how you pay for something that there's plenty of anyway, you know, but I see, man, I'm telling you, some of the stuff that's in the water these days, and especially depending on where you live at, Lord, it's scary. It is really scary.
Was that Jesse Ventura? Did you watch that? Was that with his documentary?
No, that wasn't his. That wasn't his there. That wasn't his. This was another one.
Okay.
Yeah. If y'all have a channel called Pilot, Pivot, P-I-V-O-T, you know, they show a lot of documentaries. I don't know. I know it's on Dish Network. I don't know about the rest of them. Yeah, they show a whole lot throughout the day. So, and they are pretty good. You know, I mean, the range of subjects are just wide. So you can learn a whole lot by just sitting there watching. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Talk, did they happen to say anything about how China is drawing down the water in the Great Lakes region?
Well, you know what? Funny you mentioned that, because that's exactly what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a little piece on there about that. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, and have, you know, those farmers, the you know, dairy farmers and stuff, they're having problems, you know, irrigating their farms and things, and you got manure leaking into the, you know, the different ponds and things. I mean, it was just... Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was my, you know,
and
people,
you know, they have
in that area.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
No, I was just saying that, you know, people are contracting lupus and cancer and all kind of things, you know, so it's a little scary.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they have the technology for desalinization of the water, but they don't have the will to do it. Because you say there's a lot of water, but there's not a lot of salt water, you know. It's amazing, isn't it? A planet that is, what do they say, is it two-thirds water? Is that right, Mr. Falk?
Right.
And then out of all that seawater or salt water, there's very little water that we need to live. And have you ever heard that? Supposedly, that the seawater or the salt water fell to Earth when this other—I think it was a planet called Murdoch or something like that. I'm not sure of the name, but there was some kind of explosion of another planet, and it fell to Earth, and all this seawater supposedly has fallen to Earth. You ever heard that? I don't know if that's a myth.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of that one. That's something to look into.
They even say that that incident was for how the moon shot out, you know, and came to be where it's at.
Really?
They say the moon's not supposed to be where it's at.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just stories I've heard around the, you know, the years.
Yeah, around the water cooler. That was what she called life, the water cooler, because you learn so much going through it.
Yeah.
Let me stop. All right, well, before before we get deeper into this, because I see Knowledge already has his hand up, so I know he wants a piece of it. But we're going to go on and knock out our regular things we do before we get started. House rules of this, it's Friday, y'all. Don't call here acting ugly, all right? Don't start none, won't be none. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, and one important thing, because it happened yesterday, well, Wednesday, and I want y'all to be aware of this. When I say no use of the N-word, I mean not just on the show, but in the chat room also, okay? I just want y'all to realize that. It goes for both. So if you use it in the chat room, you're getting kicked. I'm just saying, so I'm just putting it out there for those that may say they did not know. Knowledge says the planet is Nibiru. All right, Knowledge, well, when we bring you on, you can break it down for us, because that's the man. That's why he called himself Knowledge. Nibiru. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Wealth,
so that
knowledge.
Was the house rules. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, he does. All right, y'all. Well, that's the house rules right there. Enjoying life. Welcome to the show. We see you out there, darling. What we want to do now is let my beautiful co-host hit us with the quote of the day before we get to the song of the day. But
okay.
Go ahead, Miss Ingo.
Drum roll.
The quote of the day. All right, drum roll is. There it is. Okay.
All life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Okay. Okay.
Just simple. Yeah.
But so true.
Mm-hmm. We make it complicated, you know?
Yeah, that we do. Yes.
We're like artists, you see. We call ourselves human beings. Really,
okay.
We're like artists.
Okay. Go ahead.
So we all have movies running in our head, and we're the star of the movie, and everybody else we come in contact with is in our experiment in life. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have our play, you know, and our drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How it goes.
I like that. I like that. That is just so simple. But so true. You know, you take the time to step back and look at it. You are absolutely right.
We're
starting our own movie. We just.
That's right. Go ahead, Mr. Talk.
No, I'm through. I just had to put that out there. We good. Go ahead.
And when you look at it like that, then we can see how silly it is to argue with anybody else about the starring role in their movie.
Yeah, you're right, because they are the star. You are absolutely correct.
But I guess we wouldn't have enough fun if we didn't get into those little kinds of things. We wouldn't have any dramas, would we?
No. Where would the fun be at in that?
Exactly.
Everybody going, yeah.
But we just have to remember, life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. That's it.
That's right. And just remember to keep laughing. Y'all know,
yes.
I always say that. Keep laughing.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. Well, that was the quote of the day. Now, y'all ready, man? I told you I had a new toy. And, you know, I've been playing with my toy. I've been playing with my musical toy, okay? Let me go on and get this clarified. I know we had some conversations this week. So, you know, I got me a new mixing board. So, you know, I've been fiddling around with it. So, you know, I think I'm getting pretty good at it now. So y'all going to tell me in a minute, though. I'll tell you that. I got a mix for you today. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. I got a little OJs. I got a little spinners. I got a little confunction. I even got a tad bit of car wash in there. But let me see if y'all can figure it out. But it's not too fast and it's not too slow. Just enough to get you going for the week, the end of the day anyway. So without further ado, y'all, here it is, the Friday Fun Mix. Y'all enjoy it.
This is a journey into sound. good loving. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. You used to be my girl. I respect her when she was mine. I used to neglect her. Oh, she wanted more than I could give. But as long as I live, she'll be my girl. She used to be my girl. She used to be my girl. She had a charming personality. The girl was all right for me. She's my girl. And if I had a chance, I'd know how to think about.
right, y'all. That was your Friday mix. I told you I had a new toy. I had to keep playing, keep playing. I'm telling you, there was a little bit of the OJs, a little bit of the Spinners. Oh, yeah, I did forget about Prince. And then, of course, Confunction on the end. Yes, 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 yes.
Wow, Miss.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Wow,
yes,
Mr.
ma'am.
Oh, that was some nice mixing. I ain't stopped dancing until you start talking just now. A nice ride down memory lane.
Oh, why, thank you, why, thank you. Oh,
yeah.
Man, I tell you. You know, and you, but y'all just don't know how much I go through trying to figure out the right song. But it's fun. I'm telling you, I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Nah, yeah. Nah. You know, and I think I changed about 800 times before I came down to the right ones. But, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Something just to make you sway your head a little bit, ease your mind.
Hey, I was dancing.
Wow. No, not dancing.
Those songs took me back to some place in my life where I must have been in love with somebody. I don't rightly remember who it was.
Oh, well, you
okay.
Know who it was. You're just not going to tell us.
I don't know. That was nice.
Uh-huh.
I hope everybody else did, too.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope so. I hope they did. All right, y'all. Oh, man, I tell you, the switchboard is just getting longer and longer. That's what I'm talking about right there. All right, y'all. Hey, wait a minute. Okay. All right. My brain skipped the beat there for a moment. All right, y'all want to join the conversation today, 347-838-8622. I'm telling you. Oh, whoever it was just got insulted. Oh, Benny said, whoever you was you in love with that you can't remember just got insulted.
Well, they probably needed to be.
See, if you can't remember, right?
I said they probably needed to be.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow. So what you
back
did.
Back in the day.
Yes, back in the day. I don't know what you did, but good Lord, the phone, the hands just went up in unison. So,
good,
you know
good.
What?
But let me ask
so
you.
So what we going through? Yes,
let
ma'am.
Let me just ask you a quick question about one of their songs, the OJs. What time frame was that?
The OJs, that time frame was, I want to say, I got to think of the song that I was just playing. Hold on, I got to write it down here. The OJs, Used to Be My Girl. I think that was Used to Be My Girl. I think that was about the 80s, if
okay.
I'm not mistaken. Because the title of the song was Used to Be My Girl. So, yeah, I think that was around the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know what love was then. Go ahead on now.
No, I'm sorry. Nala says the 70s. Okay. It was the 70s.
Oh,
okay. Okay. You still didn't know what love was then, right?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. That is so funny.
Indeed.
All right. Indeed, indeed. All right, so let me bring Mr. Knowledge, Mr. Lowe, and Mr. Wesley on board here. Oh, goodness. Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are y'all doing?
Greetings.
Greetings.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Shalom.
Hotel.
No,
okay.
No.
Bonjour.
Get out. A crazy thing happened today, Mr.
Look,
Tom.
Look, what, you said
Hello?
Shalom and he threw you out?
No.
You said Shalom and he
not.
Threw you out? Oh,
That's
okay.
That's not going to happen.
My bad.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
No, actually,
so,
I was walking in Walmart. I saw a man.
Uh-huh.
He had on a guy in his 50s, straggly beard, black man. He had on a wife beater and it had a couple of holes in it. And he started laughing. And I heard him laugh, and I walked up to him and asked him whether his name was Beasley or not because of the way he was laughing. You know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I thought you were going to say that was me, man.
No. No, you know, I couldn't help it. I thought
Here
it
we
sound
go.
Beasley today. Oh, I just had to share that, man.
Oh, you saying since you saw a scraggly man with a beard and a white beater with a hole in it, you thought it was Beasley. All right, you know Beasley going to get you for that, right?
Oh.
It took me a minute to figure out what you were talking about, but okay. Beasley going to get you for that one.
That laugh gave it away, man.
Lord. See, y'all are so wrong. You bent that off saying it was Joe. It was Joe that stayed in the tanning bed too long. But anyway.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a good, that was a good little radio mix, man. That was a good little mix.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
But let me bring knowledge in. Because knowledge was had some information about what me and Mr. Gunn was talking about at the beginning of the show. So, Mr. Knowledge, are you there, sir? I know his mic is open.
Hey, Mr. Tone.
Yes,
I
am here, sir. Yes,
okay,
I am.
Okay, great.
No, go ahead, Wesley. Go ahead.
Remember we had that talk about that planet that we were talking about the other day? You remember that conversation we had? I know you probably don't remember. But that was the planet I was referring to.
You talking about the one that NASA had blew up?
Well, it wasn't. I don't know if it was NASA, but I think it's all about this. They call Planet X, I think. That's the name. But I think that's the one that we're referring to. You're right, man. She's smart, man. She's smart about everything she's saying about the fluoride and the planet and everything. But I can go ahead and let my brother Knowledge break it on down. That he's a little bit more familiar with it.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say that I know more than you. However, I'll just give you the information that I know. The planet that she was describing is from the Sumerian text, which is Nibiru, N-I-B-U-R-U. And what it is it represents, actually it represents fictitiously, not literally, but it represents Jupiter. Mm. And that was the planet that they were talking about where, and when you reference your Bible text, where it talks about the Nephilim and them coming into humanity, it's from the Babylonian text, which is Babylon, Samaria, it's all the same actual location. Everything is right there in that same location. So, if you are able to actually get into archives, which is different from the library, see, archives, and I know I'm kind of digressing here, but this is very important. What people have to understand is that libraries are sanctioned by the government. Archives are funded by NGOs, non-governmental organizations. So everybody's not permitted into archives. However, everybody has access to the library. So when you go and you look up this information, and Zacharias Fitchin, and I'm going to put this link in a few minutes, he did extensive studies on the Sumerian culture, which predated Babylon. Same location. However, the Sumerian culture existed, they say, some 5,000, 6,000 years ago. And then they were the first ones to actually create written language, which is called cuneiform, C-U-N-I-F-O-R-M. And then from that, you get the Babylonian culture. From that, you get the with the Egyptian culture, and then everything that translates down from that. So what Sister Angonia was saying in reference to that planet, what they're referring to is that planet Nibiru. And then supposedly, as the theory goes, that planet came to Earth, or as we know it today as Earth. And then that's where Egypt sprang out of that whole process.
Yeah, I think so, that's the root word Nubian, man, I believe. And that's what Mr. Malachi York was talking about, man. That's how I read about
exactly
the planet through Malachi York.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, thank you, N2K. That's it. That's very interesting. And I probably did hear that story from listening to Zachariah Stitch, and now that you bring it up. Some of his
right.
videos on YouTube is probably where I heard that story from. Instead
right.
of the water cooler, Mr. Talk. Hey.
See, the way Malachi York broke it down, he said that's our planet, man. He said that's where Africans and blacks came from.
Well, let me ask a question. N2K, is Nibiru and Planet X the same thing, or is that different?
It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Right.
What about Wormwood?
Like
when they talk about Wormwood, is that the same thing too?
When they talk about Wormwood, and this is the easiest way to reference Wormwood. Have you ever heard of the TV show called Stargate?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you ever heard of the movie called The Incredibles?
Right.
Okay. Wormwood is actually in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, Wormwood. It's a hole, and what it does is, and not to get really too deep into this, I'm a science person, I'm a math person, so I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible. What it is, if you ever watch the movie The Incredibles, it's extremely occult, because what it talks about is zero-point energy. The ability to manipulate gravity. Anybody who's ever seen that movie,
right.
you'll notice that the antagonist in the movie is a mad scientist who's
right.
trying to figure out how to manipulate gravity. So
right.
what the wormhole is it allows you to pass through the dimension of time.
There you go.
Time,
Is
that like a black hole?
Yes.
It's
the same thing. Because what we live in is three dimensions.
Right.
And what I learned in advanced studies in mathematics is that there's a fourth dimension, which is time. Time is the fourth dimension. So
right.
if you can manipulate time,
right.
then you can eliminate all the other previous three dimensions. That's why you have movies where they have time travel.
Like that movie Deja Vu with Denzel.
Exactly. And that's why they show you that technology, because that's what they're working on. Zero-point
right.
gravity, the ability
right.
to manipulate gravity, and also the ability to expand beyond time.
Right.
Does anybody remember the movie called Logan's Run?
I can't remember that.
Yeah, Logan's Run. In that movie, you couldn't live beyond 30 years of age, and then they would kill you. Now, what the movie was really talking about was expanding beyond the dimension of time.
Right.
Because if you can manipulate time,
you got it.
Which is measured, then you can determine your existence infinitely.
Right. And see that's what I was telling you about the other day, Mr. Talk, about it was a Stargate in Iraq, because Iraq was the original Babylon. So that's why Bush went over there.
Exactly.
That's why Bush
exactly.
went over there to try to tear that Stargate
exactly.
out to get the knowledge. And they also they got to do with that super collider they got that's running around there, Super Goliath. That's got something to do with it, too. They tried to make another doggone Stargate with that Super Goliath when they crashed them two particles.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And see, the thing about the – and here's the interesting thing Here's the interesting thing about Iraq that a lot of people don't understand. Iraq is where Babylon originated. It's
right.
where Sumeria originated,
right?
It's where Egypt sprang out of
That's
and
right.
then migrated east into Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where everything, when the United States first went into Iraq, guess what they did? In desert, this was the first Bush, desert Storm. Guess where the first place they went? They went to the museum and raided it.
That's right.
They raided the museum. Why? Mm-hmm. Because that's where all the ancient Christian, whatever you want to call it, that's where all the artifacts are.
Right.
And they made sure they seized all of that first.
Yep.
And that was on the news. That was for the people who missed it. That was on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That was
the
first place they went.
They're doing that to destroy all this knowledge. Because we're coming into the new awakening, this new age where everybody, especially like us, has got melanin, our consciousness and pituitary gland and third eye opening up. And so they're doing all they can to stop that, i.e. that's why they're running these F-waves at everybody.
Yep. These wind towers.
Bible tell you that in the end time, knowledge will be increased.
That's right.
And people are, in a sense, you have people that's becoming smarter, but then you have all the other things out there to distract them. You know.
Like fluoride in the water, like you said, that fluoride but make people dumb and slow your brain cells out. You're thinking.
Let me ask Lowell a question.
Yeah.
When they talk about the beast in the Bible and they talk about the mark of the beast, what exactly are they talking about, Lowell?
Say that again. The beast and what else?
When they're talking about the mark of the beast.
Uh huh.
What are they talking about?
Well, to me, from my understanding, and, you know, you have some people that think that it's an ideology, something that's going to be a mental thing. But I, in your Strong's Concordance, the word mark is the etching of the skin. So I will take that as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that is going to be something that's going to be put in your skin, under your skin. I think that's what I think.
Well, he's close, man. I got the answer. What it is, first of all, when they bust that seal, the mark of the beast, where they say you're going to have it on your head, no, sir. They don't bust the seal. It's in your head, your brain. Once that mark of the beast get in your brain like they're doing with airways, that's the mark of the beast. Get in your head, bro. Okay? And so, therefore, that's exactly what's happening. They get in the head, and how they doing it with these chemtrails, they're dropping aluminum, barium, and magnesium down to small particles, and it gets in your bloodstream. Therefore, you become an antenna, and that's by way they transmit the F waves to you. That's how it is. Boop, there it is.
Hmm.
All right, can I share something with you guys? And just entertain me with this. Now, I'm going to take you back. We're going to do a time travel. It's only going to take a couple of seconds. And I'm going to take you back to Pythagorean mathematics, where you just add numbers together. Because
right.
The Bible gives us the mark of the beast as 666, right?
Yep.
The mark of a man, yeah.
Right. Now add 6, 6, and 6 together, you get 18. Right?
Right.
Add 1 and 8 together, and you get 9.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
From conception to birth takes how long?
9 months.
9 months.
Right.
Guess what? How many digits is in your social security number?
9.
9.
Uh-oh.
And so you see that 9 is just like the last.
Wait, Wesley. They trying
okay,
to tell
I got
you
it,
something.
I got it.
Well,
they
you got trying to tell enough. You something. They trying to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I say that 9, when you add up your age or whatever, like when you get to 54, 5 and 4, that's a 9. That means you're coming to the end of your cycle. So that's why when a lot of people get to 9, that's why they get have a whole bunch of difficulty, because then when you're going back to that 0 and that 1, then you'll be in a new cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So just add up whatever your age is, just add them two numbers together, and you come up with a single digit. And whatever that digit tells you, particularly a 9, that means you're at the end of that cycle, you're getting ready to get into the 1, and when you get to the 1, 0, the 1, and 2, you should be back to the level off. It also ties to the notes in the tone, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Right. Binary code. Binary code. It's very simple.
Same principle
zeros,
tone.
Zeros and ones.
Yep.
binary code. It's very simple. That's what your computers are based off of, binary code.
So let me ask the question. So then when we talk about the mark of the beast coming, it's really already here and been here for a long time, hasn't it?
It's man. The beast is man.
Mm-hmm.
The beast is white man. Okay, they was the one that's Adam. They're being
well,
6,000
years. I ain't gonna go that far now.
I'm going that far.
That far.
They was the one in the Garden of Eden. Them the one they had their 6,000 year reign over the earth. Okay,
and guess where the Garden of Eden? And guess where geographically the Garden of Eden is? It's in Iraq.
That's right. Sure is. Hanging out of Babylon. But the beast is the white man. They the main, what they call, we are man, and they are a human, okay? When that dude supposed to land on the moon, what did he say? One small step for man, one giant step for mankind, right? Exactly what he said, right?
Yeah, that is true.
So now we get
true.
To what the question, who is man and who is mankind? Okay, we are the original man, and they are mankind. Okay, so he was talking about them and us.
That's
right.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. I never thought of that. Never thought of that.
Well, you say the mark of the beast. First, take the first part of that and define the beast. Who or what is the beast per se?
Allegorically, man is the beast. Man is his own worst enemy.
Mm.
Now, if we look at history, if we look at history, and we look throughout history, and we have a chronology of everything that has gone on of relative importance, who has been man's biggest adversary?
The government.
No,
it's
Almighty
man.
God.
It's man.
Man.
It's man.
Man. Oh, well, I agree with that. But everywhere in scripture you see either the beast or something in the sense of Antichrist. It's referred to more specifically by a governmental structure.
Exactly. And actually, and to go a step further, Lo, I'm with you on that. To go a step further, if you've ever read any Greek or Latin interpretations of the Bible, it's very hard to get a hold of. You can't get the whole thing because they don't allow it. You can get parts of it, though. What they tell you, what you find out if you get those interpretations, is that Lucifer and Jesus Christ are actually the same entity, the morning star. Now, when we talk about the morning star, when you read Revelation, in that last chapter, that last verse about I am the morning star, that's talking about Jesus Christ. But if you go back in the Old Testament, that fallen star is the exact same entity.
But let me ask you a question, N2K. So doesn't that take us back to the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
Yes, it does.
Isn't this all about man's consciousness or conscious awareness of either the dark or the light?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should always try to strive for the light, man. Okay? Because that darkness, and it got to do something with the sound and the photosynthesis. Because with these brain waves, all you got to do is raise your frequency to the conscious light. Just go to light. Just try to put yourself in the light, and you'll be above the sound barrier. Because that's how they're getting folks with the sound barrier. And also, like I say, through the music, where like we Africans, we are automatically gravitated to the bass, okay, to the baseline. That's why we always gravitate. The bass is like your heartbeat, okay? And once did this music, When they click into the bass and time it to your heartbeat, and then that's when they got you. And then when they start getting with the high tones and the high frequencies, that's when you can't hear it, but you can hear it. And that's when they start jamming your brain with this evil stuff. See, it all works on tones and frequencies.
He's right.
Did you say ELF?
Yeah, yeah, ELF, that's right. Excessive low frequency, you're right. You're absolutely correct.
Yep, that's it.
Well, you know, there.
And where they get us tripped up is, and just to piggyback on what Wesley was saying, in terms of, and you too, Sister Ongoing, in terms of the light and the dark, see, white and black is an abstraction of color.
Right.
Scientifically, if you've ever taken a science class, you'll learn that color is just an abstraction of light. It's a reflection of what you're seeing. So all the different colors that you see are just a refraction of either light or dark. Now, when you look at white and black, black is just the absence of light. White is just the absence of darkness.
Ooh,
that's all it is.
I thought black was an absorber of light, and
there you go. That's right.
It's the absence of light.
I tell you what.
Well, black
y'all
people,
just confused
our melanin,
me.
Our melanin, we soak up more light because of our melanin. That's why we're more close to the creator, because we're more close to the light. That's why they're trying to, they're doing all they can to knock us out. And particularly the black women. The black women are them the one that's the main one that's getting these excessive low frequencies, because y'all got all that real God consciousness, all y'all black women. And so they know that. And so that's why they jamming y'all particularly a lot with this frequency to keep y'all confused. See, y'all mother wit was always good for the whole planet. But they know that, and so they jam the frequency and got y'all all confused. That's why most of the black women, they don't even know they're confused and know what's going on. And it's real deep about this and what they're doing, man. It's deep and diabolical.
But not to confuse Mr. Talk. Mr. Talk, here's where I was going with that, is that when you look at color is scientifically, color is just a refraction of light. It's not exactly what you think it is. It's just how light, what you see during the day or the sun, just triggers off of every other thing. Now, all animals are colorblind. They only see in black and white. I don't care what animal it is. They only see in black or white. It's like gray to them. So they don't see the different refractions.
So what makes
of light.
Them bite you then?
Well, because you're imposing on their territory. And that's why. Because their vision is not as perceptive as yours. So that when you approach them, you become threatening. That's why. Because they can't see you in your true color. They can't see that. They don't see a human. An animal doesn't see a human walking up. It sees a figure walking up. They don't know what that figure is. Now, that's a natural instinct. I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Something walking up on me. Let me defend myself.
No.
Now they're shooting out. It's affecting the animals first. And that's what the animals know this shit is wrong. That's why they're attacking people, because they all confused too. They're confusing every doggone molecule on this face of the earth is confused with these excessive low frequency waves, man. That's why everybody, most times, most animals used to run for folk. Now they run towards you. Okay?
But Brother Wesley, have you considered this? Okay, according to the story, I think this might have come from Zachariah Stitchin, I'm not sure. But we are hybrids, okay, according to the story. So in other words, what I'm saying is that this has happened before. Because, you know, they talk about the 12 strands of DNA and the junk DNA, so-called, and all that.
Right.
If you go back to the story of Enlil and Enki, which was in the Bible until they edited it out, okay?
Right.
That's
the Sumerian culture that I alluded to before.
Okay. So,
Hold on for a minute.
Go ahead.
Listen, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
My co-host, beautiful co-host.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. I want her to say those. I want her to say those names again. So for those who may have missed it.
Oh, okay. Well, Brother Wesley made me think about this by what he said. Okay, the story was in the Bible about Enlil and Enki. There was supposed to be two brothers, and supposedly they came here to Earth to mine gold because they had messed up their atmosphere on their planet, and they were trying to use gold to repair it. So they brought a bunch of slaves to mine gold, and some people say they have found those gold mines in East Africa.
That's right. That's right. You're right. But that's not in the, the Bible.
The reason I stopped was because I heard some lady talking. That's
what I
stopped.
Yeah, my bad. Background talking.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
Technically, that you're talking about Sumerian culture now. That was all of that stuff was taken out of the Bible. That was removed.
Yeah, but now
I understand everything that you're saying.
Yeah, I know.
What they did was in the Bible, they just told you about the Nephilim and these beings, and that's where they got it from. They included that in the sense of they were giving you that part of it, but they weren't telling you the whole story.
Go ahead.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the dog on them these damn reptiles that was in the Garden of Eden. They're the ones that tempted Eve. Them now reptilian races. They came in between man and dog on woman, and Eve fell for the reptile. And that's really the beast. Okay, so that's what we're getting ready to get into, y'all. But that's some deep right there. I can't explain that right there, but it's deep. That's
I'm gonna help you out, Wesley. No, the beast is man. Let me say this. Let me rephrase.
Back to what she was talking about. That hybrid. That hybrid. The women got infiltrated by that hybrid doggone reptile.
No, Brother Wesley. Saying about the story.
You got it. Nicola, go ahead. Break it on down.
So the two brothers, Enlil and Enki, okay, they were arguing about the fact that one of them, I don't know which one, wanted to neuter the beings that they found here on the earth when they came, and they genetically manipulated because after the ones that they brought down here had a insurrection, they got tired of mining that gold, and so they had problems, and they had to figure out how to make some more slaves, but they came up with some beings that were evolving on the earth at the time and put their DNA in them, but they didn't want to make them as smart as they was, but they wanted to make them just as smart as they needed to be to serve their needs, which is they're saying that's how we got here, that's how we got to be hybrids, okay? But the issue that the brothers was fighting over was one of them wanted to make the beings not be able to reproduce, and the other one didn't agree. So according to the story, if I don't have it mixed up, the one who wanted the beings to evolve and be able to procreate taught some of a few, they say it was the women, and taught them certain secrets and taught them about procreation and all that kind of stuff, and then took some of them, and they said that's how Lemuria came about, because they escaped, and they started a new civilization in Lemuria. Now, that's how I got the story, but maybe somebody else maybe
let me break it on down, y'all. I found out some startling news there. Why y'all think they call these people that's running everything, the Illuminati and all of the Blue Bloods? Why you think they call them Blue Bloods?
Eugenics.
I'm going to tell you. Anybody else got anything to throw about that before I give y'all the answer? I'm going to just speak particularly for them people in England, the queen of all of them. Them Blue Bloods got to deal with them reptiles that we're talking about. They even want the real beasts. They made it with the regular humans that was here, okay? And so they figured they blew up really too pure. It was supposed to be better than ours because their reptile blood is like blue. And so they call themselves Blue Bloods, particularly the queen and them folks in East England and the Pope and all them and these high families. They mix with them reptilians real good, okay? And they know that we, the conscious folks, is waking up. And they do not want us to wake up. They want to keep running the world the way it is. And them the one that's running them F-ways, whether y'all know it or not. This is some intergalactic shit for them. It's coming apart. And that's dealing with the Bible, y'all. That's why they call it, especially the queen. That's why they had to pick Diana to mate with Prince Charles, because she was more humanoid than the queen and them family, because they got more reptilian blood in them. Okay, so they got to always pick somebody that's humanoid, that's regular human, like that one that's married, that just had that baby. They had to pick her because she was more humanoid. And see, they real reptilians. I heard Queen Elizabeth got a reptilian twin sister that they keep hitting in London, in the dungeon, in fucking them palace. Okay,
well,
this is probably
where you
come from.
Let me ask you this question. Brother Wesley, do you think that this reptilian stuff is literally that they look like reptiles, or, wait a minute before you cut me off, is it about the fact of what part of their brain they use, and that in order for them to stay down here in this dimension, they have to have a certain amount of hybrid blood mixed with their blue blood?
You're right. You just summed it up right there.
Asking.
You summed it up right. You answered your own question.
Okay. So
just
it's not literally.
Uh-huh.
But not to say that people can't shapeshift, because I believe they can.
There you go with the shapeshifting, too. There you go. You busting on down there, man. That's what the queen of them can do, man. They shapeshift. Some of them, like the real high frequency, they can shapeshift and go to from human form. And then you got some of them that's not real reptilians, that's hybrid, that can shapeshift and work for the good. Okay.
And see, when you take in consideration that we wear the body like a spacesuit, you know what I'm saying? We're not our bodies, we're not our minds, we're not our thoughts. So these higher dimensional beings can actually access humanoids or hybrids or whatever, and we think that they're us, they're like us, but they're really not. They're like, you heard of walk-ins before?
Yeah. And plus, the Most High told me to tell all y'all women, if y'all run into a shapeshift, the Most High don't want none of y'all women to be mating with them, man. Okay? The Most High pissed off with women, man. Any women that's mating with them shapeshifters, the reptiles, hey, you like to condemn your soul to hell, man. This is a real talk here, man. This
well, isn't that what was talked about in the Bible when it said when giants
saw
others of men to be fair and they came unto them? Ain't that what they...
Exactly right. That's the Garden of Eden. That's what we're going through right now. We right there fighting the battle of good and evil right now. That's Revelation, y'all. So all y'all women out there, and you run into a shapeshifter, please don't have sex with them. I see some stuff, man. I ain't lying, y'all.
What the lady was talking about is when they go into Noah in the Bible, when the sons of God, speaking of angels which fell from heaven, went saw the daughters of men and saw that they were fair or beautiful, however you want to word it, and they came down and slept with them. And those children, those are the children that you're speaking about right now, your Nephilim and all of that. That's what people don't understand, because it wasn't the Most High never made it for terrestrial to mate with or to be with celestial. It was never meant for man or woman or mankind to sleep with or to be with, mate with, however you want to word it, an angel.
That's
and according to scripture, that's what the scripture say that happened. And that and as everything I've been hearing, those people that had those quote-unquote fallen angels that had all of this technology and information is one of the reasons why that ark had to come about and the world, the earth had to be flooded, because there was so much going on. And the things, even in the sense of splicing animals and stuff like that, this was technology that they were teaching people and teaching women how to keep their stomachs and other things. You know, it's all the Bible is a history book too, you know. And
yes,
and
it is. Yeah, sure is.
There's other books you can use to back up what the Bible says. But a lot of information, they, like we was mentioned before, they'll hide it from you, or they'll make it not accessible to you. I didn't know until a few weeks ago, if you have a regular Apocrypha, you won't get that you paid $10 for. You won't get all the same information that you will if you go and pay, I think it's somewhere almost $100 for a Cambridge annotated Apocrypha. Because, you know, these prestigious places, they're willing to pay that more money to get that more information.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was talking about low. That's what I was talking about, the difference between library and archives.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. That's so true.
Hold on and let me. Hold on for a minute. Let me bring Antoinette in real fast.
And also,
let me bring Antoinette in.
Mr. Talk, also the truth, but nothing but the truth in the on the chat room said, do I have to call in? Yes, please do, and join the conversation.
Yeah, bring some more wisdom.
Yeah, why not?
This
call
is
in.
The best show you've ever had, Mr. Talk. This is the best show, man.
What?
We going in
today.
Freedom Friday.
I guess so. Yeah. Miss Antoinette, how you doing, darling? Welcome to the
Hello,
show.
Hello, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Greetings, Antoinette.
I'm doing wonderful.
Hello, Sister Agonia. Yeah, I didn't forget you. I was coming to you.
I know. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to hear yours. And hello, N2K and Wesley and whoever
hey,
else is on the line. I'm sorry I missed it.
Hey, Antoinette.
Hello.
Now, you know, Antoinette, you have a wealth of knowledge about the scriptures, so we want to get your input on this, what we're talking about here.
Yes, please.
Well, what I called in for was to find out what is the shapeshifters. I've heard it before, but what exactly is a shapeshifter?
N2K, take it away.
Okay. Basically, a shapeshifter is someone who can personify one thing and completely shift into another thing and get you to believe both. So, in essence, all human beings, because everything that we're talking about now, which I think we're all agreement in terms of the mixtures and different planets, we're all shapeshifters. Because one day I can love the hell out of you. The next minute, I might not like you at all.
Especially them women, y'all women. Y'all know, y'all show no shapeshifters, y'all women. Y'all can change y'all disguises, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute.
So are we talking about shapeshifters emotionally or physically?
No,
when
I'm talking about shapeshifting, I'm talking about physiologically. We're mixed. All of us are mixed. I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, Polynesian, wherever you're from, we're all mixed. And where we get confused is that we have these different moods. And this is the easiest way to describe it. Mood.
A woman, that's the easy way to describe it. Our women are the real shapeshifters, man.
Well, now, when you get in a mood, that means you shift. Now,
the energy shift.
I can be happy one minute. All of a sudden, I get a phone call, can be pissed the hell off. Guess what? I done shifted.
So it's
See?
A conscious thing, right?
Yeah,
yes.
It's not a physical.
Yes. What Wesley's talking about is on a higher level. When your frequency is so high, can be a complete derelict.
Yep.
But you can get on TV and talk like the nicest person in the world, and at the same time, you're murdering millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a supreme shapeshifter. I'll give you an example. Bill Gates. A lot of people don't even know that Bill Gates' father was the first director of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates was a dropout at Harvard, made millions, and guess what he's doing now? He's traveling the world funding vaccinations.
And you did
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, you can identify a shapeshifter. All you got to do is look at the pupils of their eyes. If they don't have no iris, if their eyes like dark color shape, just black eye with a pupil at, those are the shapeshifters. Mm-hmm. These the process of getting ready to change, and the metamorphosis are coming back human. Or just look at the center of their eye. Look them dead in the eye, and if they don't have no iris, and the black part of their eyes all the way just black, those are the shapeshifters. Just that's how you can tell. Okay, that's how you can tell the real mutants from the human.
I want to ask, I'm not asking. Mm. I'm not asking to be the devil's advocate or anything. Where did you receive that information from?
Well, man, when I get ready to print it out, I'll send it to y'all, man. Right now, when I get the print out and everything, I'll send it to folks, man. But
now,
here's
something I want to give to Lo. Lo, let's look at it from a biblical sense. Mm-hmm. None of us are pure. None of us are pure.
Pure
we've
what?
Been we pure in the sense of humanity. We've been intermingled, whether it be hear me out. Whether it be physiologically, whether it be emotionally, whether it be psychologically, whether it be physically, and I find it quite ironic that people cling to their purity as people, all the while none of us are even pure. None of us.
Well, if we are in hybrids, then,
that's right. Exactly right. That's what I'm getting ready to say. Go ahead, Ms. Ngonu. Break it on down.
No, I didn't want to interrupt N2K. I just wanted to throw that in about being hybrids. We were never pure from the beginning.
No, we were pure in the beginning.
We were.
No, I mean after hybridization. I'm sorry,
right.
I shouldn't say beginning.
We were pure when the word came out from the Almighty High.
But listen, I just want to jump in here just one second and say, truth. Nothing but the truth. Call in, please, because you're writing a book in the chat room, and it's very interesting. Please come and share this information you have. Okay,
yeah,
N2K, go ahead, and Brother Wesley.
I guess they're messing with me bad today. I can't even get on your radio show, on your chat room today, Mr. Talk, because that always happened to me when I always got some good stuff to bring. But you were pure from the beginning, okay, when the Most High first made us on this planet. And then, like you said, that fallen angels and fallen angels that come to this earth and in the Garden of Eden and corrupted women and men or whatever, and those were the reptilians that the Most High, when they talk about the snake and the serpent and that's who they talking about in the Bible, okay? Them reptilian damn reptiles that want to come between a man and the Most High.
How do you explain, let's just veer off just a little bit from the biblical part, not that there's anything wrong with it, but what came to my mind was the story from the Dogon in Mali, okay? They had a myth or whatever that these beings came from outer space that came down and taught them, and they had a cave that they kept these masks in, that they did what they called the Sigi Sigi dance or ceremony. Every 60 years they did this dance for hundreds of years, okay? And they had a man that was a high priest, that his job for his whole life was to sit in front of that cave and guard those masks, okay? And so they had these two French men that came that lived in the Dogon village for I think it was 8 or 9 years, and they knew all about Sirius A and Sirius B before the present day scientists even could confirm that these planets were in existence. So how did they know that? See what I'm trying to say?
Right.
I do.
Another
I
way
do.
To look at the story that we're discussing. And
I
ask a question. Is it relevant to what we're talking about?
Yes, it is. It's very relevant.
Mm-hmm. I forget the name of that book. N2K, you remember the name of that book? The Shogun Mystery.
Again.
That was the name of it.
Shogun
Mystery, I think. Or the Siri, something like that.
Well, basically, it's some intergalactic. Those were the same beings, some intergalactic folks that's coming here that was in the garden and eating the reptiles, and that's what the war was going on now that we can't really see because they fighting all around us, man, the good against the evil, and there's a lot of real angel stormtroopers is out. They collecting these reptiles, man. They getting them off the planet of Earth. That's the 6,000 rule up. Their time is up. And so that's what they're doing now. They're trying to take everybody's soul with them. So they really fighting for our existence, man. And that's what's going on now. And that's what's getting ready to get worse. It was a prison in Iraq, the intergalactic prison that I was telling you about before, Mr. Talk, where they had one of them intergalactic damn reptiles, and I think almost a leader. In Iraq, and Bush went over there to try to free that son of a bitch, and I don't know if he freed him or not, but anyway, that's what's going on now, y'all. This is some deep stuff, man, and this is a battle of good and evil, so y'all got to hurry up and make y'all mind on whose side y'all going to be on, because this stuff is deep, and it's speeding up. The whole vibration and frequency of the earth is speeding up. That's why everything's speeding up, and your thoughts and stuff are speeding up, but that's why they putting the fluoride in the water, putting all this shit in the food. To slow everybody down so they won't let y'all know this knowledge of what's going on, man. But they fight all around y'all. You know, like the cartoon always had the angel on one shoulder and the devil on another. That shit real, talk. I'm telling y'all, it's real.
Sister Antoinette,
I have a question for Mr. Talk and for Lo.
No, she's not here.
She's okay.
Go ahead, Into Knowledge.
All right. Lo, you there too?
Yes.
All right.
Even that Antoinette and them got on their show, man, that's real there. That's some real stuff, man, where you got two angels above us playing chess. Just look at what Ron Rick got for these what you call that screensaver, man. That's deep, man. Explain that, Antoinette. You still there, Antoinette?
Well, she's not on the line at the moment. You know, she's not on the line yet. But Knowledge, what is the question you have?
When you hear the word Genesis, what does that mean to you?
The beginning of something.
The beginning of something.
Yes. I can't put it any simpler than that. The beginning,
Here's my interpretation of Genesis from an etymological standpoint. The genes of Isis, genealogy. Mm-hmm. If you look at the whole book of Genesis, it's about genealogy. Not the beginning. It's about genes.
That's true.
That's why it's called Genesis.
Hey, Knowledge, let me ask you a question, man. You know where we live at Norcross, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this spot where we at, man, I'm going to tell you some shit about Norcross, where we at, man. This right here, we in the intersection plane right here where we at, man, between two dimensions, man. Okay, where we at, right? That's why me and you both got the same, kind of like the same information, man. Because somehow or another, we got two dissecting parallels. Between almost like a Stargate, man, and Norcross, man. I just found this out, man. This stuff deep, man. I'm serious, man. I got. You can go and look on the internet called AntennaSearch.com, and you can see how many of these damn cell towers you got in your neighborhood. Well, where I live at, I got 71 fucking towers within 4 miles of my house, man. So right here with this plane, right here, where everybody just mentioned over here, man. This shit deep, man. But go ahead, man. Y'all go ahead. This shit funny, man.
Ain't nothing but a bunch of freaking zombies here in Georgia. Can't
That's
stand
right.
this place. But I'll deal with it.
That's right. I'm telling you, man, if Jesus Christ want to come to Atlanta in particular, he's going to get some charges, man. Okay? That's the way they roll.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Guess what? For all you listeners and all you Bible thumpers, yes, your Jesus Christ is coming back, and he's coming back holographically.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they going to fool the people, man.
He's coming back. And you're going to see him. You're going to see him in the sky. You're going to think he's coming down.
Don't fall for it.
And, they're going to get him with that one.
That's it. That's exactly right, man. That's called Project Blue Beam, man. That's called Project Blue Beam, where they're going to fool the people. That's going to be the Antichrist,
they
man. The Antichrist.
Get
him
with that one.
Damn sure right about that. Yes, sir.
They're going to get him.
Yep,
sure. And I'm sorry.
Let me welcome Antoinette back to the show.
And I don't mean to disrespect anybody of religious belief. That's not my objective.
He's right, man. That's why the church people is the hardest one to damn tell what the hell this shit finna happen, man. Especially these church women. I hate to say it, but because some of these church, even the church right around the corner from me, they got a cell phone tower right in the property. About two or three churches around here, they rent out the space for cell phone towers, man. And that's how they keeping the people dumb and stupid. So we just hear bust out when they shoot their hologram up, and a lot of people gonna be fooled by this Antichrist, man. So you're right, my brother. We here to warn the folks, man. So we do.
You know something I saw here in Tampa that broke
my
heart.
Let me bring Antoinette back into the show.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey,
sorry, my daughter called. I had to take
my
daughter's call.
Hello, Antoinette.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
The album cover that is on there is Marvin Gaye's, I believe it's 1981, but the album cover is In Our Lifetime. That's the name of the album, is In Our Lifetime, and he made this in the early 80s. But what you see when you really, you know, start to look on there, you see everything that has been going on. You know, you see Katrina, you see Trayvon Martin, you know, it's just so many things that you see. The chessboard, you know, which is the
Grand chessboard. That's the Grand chessboard.
Yes. You know,
I just want to say the lines on the chessboard is really the longitude and latitude of all these particular planes. But you go ahead and break it on down.
Well, really, it's just something that, you know, you look and you'll be able to see it all for yourself.
Yep, sure will.
Because each time you look at it, you'll be surprised you find more.
That's what most people don't
see. But you know what?
They just see a picture.
Yeah, but now that if you tell them that, you know, okay, it's the symbols are there, you know, it's telling you what's going on. And I think that was even one of the songs in that album. I'm not sure.
Can I ask you a question, Antoinette?
Yes.
When do you have, and I'm just using this as an example, do you have a chevron where you live?
I don't know. I know we have Exxon.
A Chevron gas station?
Yeah.
Do you have a Shell gas station?
Yes.
Okay. When you see the symbol, what do you see?
I don't even remember. And I know it is a symbol in there.
Exactly.
And it's representative of something.
That's my
but
point.
But I don't remember exactly what it
was. When you see that Shell gas station, that is the sun, and it is the rays that are pointing out from the sun. If you are somewhere where there is a chevron station, it is a cube. These have esoteric meanings. Let's not ever think that just because the symbol's up there, people understand exactly where they come from. Symbology, most people are not symbolically literate. They don't understand where these things come from. Just like when you throw up the swastika, what's the first thing that people think when they see a swastika? They think Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
The swastika comes from ancient India. It is a religious, symbolic symbol that has nothing to do with Nazi Germany.
That's right. They flipped it. They flipped it. You're right, man.
Nothing. So my point in saying that is that people, and this is the first way as human beings that we communicated, was through symbols. That's why when we look at ancient texts, Sumeria, Babylon, Egypt, it was all done through symbols. That's how communication started.
It has
never stopped. That's why when you see stuff on television, when you see stuff on movies, have you ever noticed when you buy movies or you watch movies, they always either have Columbia, the female, which looks like the Statue of Liberty, which it has nothing to do with. It has to do with the Black Madonna, but they made her white.
Well, the Statue of Liberty was originally a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what I just said.
But the difference on you, man, the first communication was telepathy, man. Well, we
know it was simple.
Well, we could talk to people through our mind, man. That's the first communication. That's a God conscious.
Okay, I'm not going to argue that. But my point is when you see movies made by Paramount, what do they show you? They show you a mountain, which is shaped like a pyramid, and then there's stars around the mountain. Guess what those stars represent? The fallen angels.
Mm.
So let me please ask a question here. So doesn't that mean then that if we first started communicating with symbols, which comes to mind,
Let me just explain. We first started communicating through our brains, telepathy.
You're right, Wesley, but let me go to the symbols. When we started communicating with symbols, like that you see on the pyramids, and then you have the Chinese pictograms and so forth and so on, does that mean then that since they have brought literacy or, you know, the symbol using the language that we have today, which, you know, uses the letters of the alphabet and all that, is that a devolution or have we digressed?
No, actually, it's a form of communication that is used for the people who know, and it's a form of entertainment for the people who don't know. However, for the people who don't know, it's being embedded into their subconscious.
So then I would say that is devolished. How do you say that, please?
It's all part of how you use it. You can use anything for good or bad, okay? You're saying,
sister, that it's demonic.
No, I wasn't trying to say demonic. I was trying to say that what they've done to the people then is given us a literal view of consciousness, and they remain in control of the knowledge or occult knowledge of symbolism impacting.
That's what I mean.
You got it. The first thing was telepathy.
Telepathy and thought. Okay, then you went from thought to sound. When you went to sound, i.e., say you beat a drum. That's sound, tones. And then when they went from telepathy to sound, then they went drawing symbols. Because when you make a sound, A E I O U, then you got A B C D E F G, and that's the doggone symbols.
Well, before the vowels, so they had words without vowels, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, then because like I've heard people say that, you know, to be literate or to be able to read really is you're a slave if you can't analyze or
do critical thinking about what you're reading, then it doesn't really, you know, help us.
Exactly.
That's the main thing they want to keep people from doing, critical thinking. That's why they want to keep everybody dumbed down, where you cannot make critical thinking, i.e. discern wrong from right and yes and no. The whole secret of all this is yes and no. Anything you, any decision you made, it all boils down to yes or no. Yes, I should turn left. No, I should turn right. Yes or no. And then you got to live with the consequences.
And here's the thing, Wesley, and this is what I want to challenge everybody on. When you watch movies and you watch TV programs and you watch television, anything that you watch, look at the symbols that are projected prior to the actual program.
Mm.
Look at the symbols. And then you'll see exactly what the hell is going on. Paramount, pyramid,
very
the correlation. Huh. Every time you see, anytime you watch anything made by Paramount, they're going to show you a figure that looks like a pyramid, and there's going to be stars around it. Anytime you watch anything on television, anything that's visual, they're going to give you a symbol of what it represents.
And the fallen angels represent what, okay?
And I guarantee you that symbol represents something that is a cult. Doesn't mean it's negative. Doesn't mean it's positive. By definition, a cult means hidden knowledge. And like Albert Pike said, like Manly P. Hall said, Helena Blavatsky, Spinoza, Hegel, hidden in plain sight.
Well, what is the representative of the stars on that symbol that you were just talking about? What the fallen angels, what does that represent to you?
The Luciferian cult.
Mm. It doesn't represent the fall of consciousness of man?
No.
You got that. It's all connected to you, right?
Right.
It represents your Bible, because that's the blueprint. The Bible is the blueprint of everything, whether you believe in it or not. I'm not a proponent of the Bible, but guess what? I keep my Bible no less than 2 inches from me. Matter of fact, my Bible is open right now, and I can guarantee you everything that's written in that Bible is the blueprint of how mankind, the world, operates. Why do you think when you go into court of law, they make you swear on the Bible? Why do you think when you become the president of the United States, they make you swear on the Bible? Why do you think it doesn't matter what office you hold in any part of the world, what do you swear on? There's only one thing you swear on, and it don't matter what country you in. You got to swear on one thing.
You got to swear
on that Bible.
You got the Bible and the Quran, man.
Wow. Okay, hold on for a minute, y'all. Let me.
Hold on
before we. All right, hold on. Let me let Jew in. One angry Jew in. All right, Mr. Jew, welcome to the show. Go for it. Are you there?
All you come to do is try to tell your show up, man. You come trying to tell your show up. Any kind of good show that you bring us some information.
Well, I'm not.
He used one diabolical summer gun. That's probably why I can't get on the internet now. Anyway, we won't talk about it. So he destroyed
Well, I'm not worried
show,
about
man.
That.
And one thing
I will guarantee you guys, anytime somebody takes an oath of office, no matter where they are in the world, guess what? They have to swear on a book, and guess what that book is?
Now, hold on, man. You got some parts of the world, all they do roll is with the Quran, huh?
It don't matter. It's the same thing.
You got the Quran and the Jewish Talmud.
It don't matter. You're doing the same thing. You got to swear on that book. And the reason why is because in one of your commandments, it tells you, do not take God's name in vain. That ain't got nothing to do with
What is all this nonsense with this occult stuff? Explain to me.
He didn't shove it up.
Yeah, explain to me what the symbols that they show you on TV, what does that do? Does that somehow get my mind in a mental state to be more receptive to the nonsense?
Somebody handle this guy, because I know him too well.
My mind is going to get numbed to the point where it's going to either be frozen or not useful at all from watching what is on TV. I watched a television show yesterday for the first time. I don't even watch TV. But I was over at somebody's house and television was on. Robin Williams is on some new show. What a horrible show. Robin Williams trying to be something that he's not. All these people trying to be something that they're not. And it's a complete fail.
Greetings.
But what's the occult thing? What's the occult thing that I'm supposed to be afraid of? So they've got symbols in where. So you're telling me that if I happen to like triangles or pyramids or anything like that, that's the sign of the occult, that I've adopted the occult? Is that right, Into?
Greetings, Jew.
No, it's not right. No, it's not right.
Father Bologna. It's not right. Okay.
No.
So you're telling me it's a bunch of baloney then. So why'd you say
it? You can interpret it any way you want. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you interpret it. However, what's gonna happen is that if you watch it over a period of time, it will infiltrate your consciousness.
What is going
subliminal.
To my consciousness?
Subliminal technology, man. That's subliminal.
Yeah, but what specifically is going to infiltrate my subconscious? Bad programming? Robin Williams not being funny? What? What's going to infiltrate my subconscious?
What I'm talking about is not in the sense of something that's tangible to you, meaning that you can't decipher whether or not you like Robin Williams or not. That's insignificant.
So what
the imagery, the point that I'm making is that the imagery is more important than the actual content of what you're watching.
What is the imagery that I'm getting that's somehow programming my mind?
What's the last show you watched?
I just told you that stupid Robin Williams thing. No,
what
I signed up for Glenn Beck's Blaze TV last night. So
okay, what did you see? What did you see when you watched it? What did you see?
I watched
what
a very
images,
bad Robin Williams.
What images stood out to you?
No images.
None whatsoever.
No, none.
Oh, so you don't remember?
And it was a 60-inch high definition TV. I could see everything.
All right, I'm not asking you all that, but I find it remarkable that you can talk about the image of the television, even though that wasn't even the point of what I was talking about. See, this is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Of my customer
it's
too.
The imagery. It's the imagery. That sticks with you. See, you can't tell me about the show, but you can tell me about the television and its dimensions.
No, the reason I told you about the television and its dimensions was to tell you that the imagery, whatever imagery there was, which I didn't catch, was in high-definition detail. Very highly defined.
What the hell is high-definition? Because I don't know.
Man, he's just doing that to throw a monkey wrench in the conversation, man.
No, I got him.
I'm not worried about him, Wesley.
And
I got him.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's do some rules here.
Yeah.
All right.
You need to
Let's keep it good. Let's keep it good now. All right. So, Jill.
What am I supposed to be afraid of?
You say you really didn't notice any imagery besides the television, right?
I noticed some real bad
images
on the part of Robin Williams.
Hey, hold on, Jew. Were there any images on the television? Any symbols, anything on the television?
Not that I saw.
Not that you saw. So
but
you just fixated on the television itself and Robin Williams' bad acting.
I'm sorry. Did I
That's
say
all
I
you
was fixated on the... Wait, Mr. Talk now. Did I say I was fixated on the television? What I
well,
said...
Well, I mean, you had to be. You only thing you're talking about is you know, him and his bad acting. But anyway, okay, I'm leaving it alone now. Go ahead, Knowledge, and finish what you were saying.
Yeah, so wait a minute. Maybe he's conveying something in his bad acting to me. Maybe I'll do something in a couple of weeks that I wouldn't have done if I hadn't watched Robin Williams act badly. It was very disappointing.
Okay.
I was expecting a funny Robin Williams. What I got was a very stuffed and with a pull up his ass Robin Williams. It was not good.
All right. Continue on.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, man. That's all you do, go to people's show to try to disrupt the flow, man.
It's all good, man. I try and give everybody a chance. You know, when they start going to the left, I got something for them. But anyway.
Right, right.
Well, while we're waiting, all right, y'all, we got 20 minutes in the show. We will be going over, being that it is Friday. So get on those lines and get in 347-838-8622 to continue to hear the show live.
Mr.
Me and my co-host, Miss Ngonye, will be here. And, yes, Mr. Knowledge.
He avoided the obvious question, which was, did you not notice any imagery, anything? Now, if you can talk to me about a show that you watched, by definition, imagery is involved. You can't watch something and not get an image.
You know what, only being fair, we'll bring him back in and see if he answered your questions. Jew, you still there?
I don't have an answer specific to his question, because he wants an answer that he wants to give. I have no idea. Why don't you tell me, into what I'm supposed to see on the TV, especially since I don't watch TV.
I'm not telling you what you're supposed to see. I'm asking you what you saw.
I saw bad acting. That was it.
You saw nothing else. You saw no commercials.
Unlike what?
You saw no station breaks. You saw nothing.
No, I didn't pay attention. Unlike what Mr. Talk says, I wasn't fixated on the TV. Or was that Wesley? I don't know who said that. But I wasn't fixated on the TV. The TV was tangential to my conversation that I was having. It just happened to be there.
You.
Since it was so damn big, it was hard to miss.
But you did recognize the TV,
okay?
Didn't you?
A 60-inch TV? Well, if you parked a Buick in if you parked a Buick in my friend's living room, I think I'd notice that too.
Okay, well, we're talking about imagery
because it's so damn big.
It doesn't matter.
How could you not notice it?
That's my point. It's
you use subliminal. Message. Maybe that will help.
There it is. Subliminal. You won't notice it. If it's subliminal, you won't notice it, but you would know how you react.
That's my whole point.
Are you
it's
telling me
all
I was
about the
part
image?
Like subliminal images? Really?
Oh, God.
From what?
You know what, Jew? You are way too intelligent for this.
I believe, Antu, that you watch too much television.
That you
go
through.
I believe you watch too much television.
Actually, I don't watch a lot of television at all. I watch movies, not television.
Oh. No imagery in the movies, huh?
Of course it is. Of course there's imagery. That's why I watch it, because I want to see what the hell they're trying to tell me.
What kind of movies are you watching? What rating?
Forget the
you?
Dialogue. I want to know that.
You don't listen to dialogue? Let me give you
some. Of course I do.
If you want to go watch some good movies, watch the old movies. In fact, I'm going to give you an old James Cagney movie that you're going to love.
Oh, so you're assuming that I don't have the classics?
It's called 1, 2, 3. Have you seen it?
All right. Well, I got Petrified Forest. I got Whatever Happened to Baby
Jane.
Wait a minute. Come on now.
Go watch a movie. Your dialogue was the key, not the imagery.
I got it. Always got it. All right. What does that have to do with what we're talking about right now, old movies? Please, somebody help me with this
plan. That was his plan when you opened the microphone.
I know we were headed down a road, then all of a sudden we went to the right and to the left, and
that was his plan, man. That was his plan all along, man. And all y'all fell for
it,
but he having time with that devil.
I was listening. I was listening to something that was sent to me earlier today by my co-host, and I was doing a
experiment that, at that time, and I see exactly what she was. She sent me earlier today, and it made sense because I just witnessed it firsthand. So,
isn't it wonderful?
You know what I'm talking about, Miss Ngonye, the fallacies, and yes, it is. I know what I was doing. I'm not as sleepy as y'all think I am. But anyway, let me bring Miss Lady in and see what she got going on. Miss Lady, welcome to the show.
Well, you know, I'm driving. Hello. Happy Friday.
Greetings, Miss Lady.
Hi.
We do not drive.
All the time. It's like, ugh. Anyway, I listened briefly toward the beginning of the show when Knowledge was talking about the different dimensions. And, you know, I remember seeing something on TBS by, it was very interesting, by a, this scientist that had these PhDs in astrophysics and all this stuff. And he was saying that there's a belief that there a person can be in at the same time in two different places. And I guess he's talking about the different dimensions, that it's possibly be more in more than one place at the same time throughout these different dimensions. So I'm thinking that there's more than just a fourth dimension. There must be numerous amount of dimensions. And if so, what does that mean?
I've heard of seven, but I can't explain it.
Yeah. So that
I heard we exist seven dimensions.
Wesley, Knowledge, y'all want to take a shot at that one there?
I'd like to take a shot at it.
Got it there?
If I may. What he's describing is the ability to understand that you live in a multidimensional world. So when I was talking about one, two, three, and four dimensions, that was only in regard to what most human beings what a lot of us can relate to. Now, you can go beyond that, and yes, you can be in multi-dimensions simultaneously. However, that's only going to happen when your level of perception is on a very high level. Just as an example, you could be driving in your car, and then you're talking on the phone. That's two dimensions. And then all of a sudden, something will happen while you're on the phone and driving in your car, and then you'll step into that particular thing, which can be a third dimension. So, yeah, in that regard, you can be on multi-dimensional levels. However, in terms of existence, we're only in this one dimension, which is height, width, and depth. And then the fourth dimension is time, because those are all relative to us. They're relative to what we experience. When you are asleep, you're in another dimension because you start dreaming. Something happens in a dream, and at that point in time that you're dreaming, that becomes real to you. Until you wake up, that's another dimension, because you're already in the first, second, and third, and the fourth. And then all of a sudden you're dreaming, and then at that point that you're dreaming, that's a whole other dimension, because that's reality at that point. And then when you wake up, it goes away.
But isn't the third dimension all the material, like the material, like substantive, like what you can see, touch, smell, or feel? That's third dimensional, right?
No. The three dimension is height, width, and depth. Just like when you buy a 3D TV, okay? Everything comes to life. That means that it's the same way that you see everything when you're walking around. That's the three-dimensional world. The fourth dimension is time, which you can't see. That's just something that goes by, that is measured. Now, when you go beyond that dimension, that's on a very high consciousness level. When you're dreaming, that's a whole nother dimension.
But when you're thinking, because that's height, weight, and height, weight, and what was the other length or whatever?
Height, width, and depth.
And depth. That's so that when you're thinking and you're awake, that's the difference of it. That's not height, weight, and depth. That's not, or is it, it's not really time, but it could be a part of time.
Can I jump in here for a minute, please?
Yes, please. Please do.
Yes.
Okay. Not to challenge the way you presented it, N2K, but I'm just going to try to approach it from a different perspective to try to see the same thing. According to some, okay, we have to remember, first of all, that we're not our bodies, we're not our mind, we're not our thoughts, right? So we're having an experience in a third-dimensional reality, which some say is an illusion, because the way they explain it is that your spirit is existing on a higher plane, and actually you are projecting, or your spirit is projecting itself into this dimension. And as far as time is concerned, time is a construct that we, men and women, create or experience it, but it supposedly doesn't really exist in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. What you think about that,
Lady? You're absolutely correct. And, Miss Lady, just to drive that point home, okay, don't think of dimensions in terms of height, width, and depth. Just when you're walking around and you're doing what you're doing, just notice how, you know, there's a car in front of you, and then there's a building to the left of you, and then there's a statue to the right of you. You're looking at all of those things in three dimensions. Now, the next dimension is time. You're trying to get somewhere. You're trying to do something. You have an appointment. You got to do this, and you got to do that. Now, when you go beyond those four dimensions, that's extraterrestrial, because now you're in a higher state of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not traveling in a material world at that point, and that's why I use the example of dreams, because that's not the material world. Now, while you're dreaming, it actually seems real at that time. And at that time that you're dreaming, realistically, you're unconscious. You're not even awake. However, when you wake up and you go, oh, man, I had a bad dream, or I had this dream that this happened. Guess what? When you had that dream, I guarantee you it was in three dimensions.
Well, some people speak of the dream, the waking state as a dream, as well as the unconscious state as a dream. What do you think about that?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him? Or did I lose it?
I'm here.
Oh,
but
okay.
I can't hear him.
Me either.
Are we in the green room?
No, we're not. We're live. Oh. Well, let me bring Ebony in, since we done lost him. I don't know if he lost his connection or what.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And that goes back to what you were saying before, Sister Ngoni, where
mm-hmm.
there's actually more than four dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at
when you're in that unconscious state, you're still, relatively speaking, you're still operating in a three-dimensional universe. However, you're not even a part of it at that time.
Well,
because
some say we're not a part of it at this time, that we're not really here, that we're dreaming, that we're experiencing an illusion.
Hmm.
And that we,
exactly. Now
and
you're
that
getting
we,
into...
people are astral projecting. What is that?
That's when you're taking yourself to the level that we're talking about. That's when
right.
you're actually projecting yourself
right.
beyond the three-dimensional universe.
And now, do the chakras have anything to do with it?
I've been there a couple of times.
You've been there
does
a couple
what?
Of times to talk?
Ngonia,
mm-hmm.
what were you saying?
You've been
well,
there before?
Yeah, I've been there.
You want
mm-hmm.
to describe that? What was that like?
No, I don't want to describe it. No. No.
But what you were talking about, Miss
no.
Lady, that's when you're actually projecting yourself. And yes, we have that ability.
Right.
We have the ability to do that. You can project yourself into a completely different dimension aside from where you are. You can do it.
Yes.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't like to believe that. They don't like to believe that.
It's true. You're right.
But you can do it. You can do it. Why do you think you got? Why do you think you got the people who meditate? You got people who are into tantric sex and all of these, you know, conscious building type of things. Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I didn't hear what she, what'd you say, Miss Lady.
Esoteric. Right. She's right.
Hold on, let me bring Ebony in. She's been waiting patiently.
Just listening to the wisdom tonight. Hi guys, well, how you doing?
Thanks, Ebony.
Hello, the UK is in the house.
And she can and Mr. Talk, she can only talk if she don't bring up relationships.
Oh, and then too, you can behave yourself,
Well, see, she said she was listening to the wisdom, so I'm sure she's going to interject some more wisdom
into the
conversation.
Ebony knows I love her to death, so I got to mess with her.
I don't need you to love me to death, okay? I'm trying to stay alive, trying to keep breathing.
Now, I know Miss Ebony knows about the chakras and stuff like that. Talk to us.
No, I don't. I have no idea about all this stuff. I don't. Although I had a little experience when I was about 16 years old, and I went out one night. My mom told me not to go out, and like we do, you know, I had a boyfriend. And I sneaked out and got back in about 11 o'clock at night, and when I got in, I just had enough time to quickly have a bath, get into bed before, you know, you get your ass whooped, right? I was still getting my ass whooped at 16. And anyway, I managed to sneak under the covers, and I remember my sister, I was sharing my room with my eldest sister, and she said, "I can't believe you got in at this time. You're so lucky. You would be so dead if Mom worked out that you were still out. But I covered for you." And I said, "Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you." And she said, "Yeah, just go to sleep. That's all you need to do now." I said, "Okay." And I was about to go to sleep, and I still remember it vividly. She was talking, and as she was talking to me, I just saw my spirit rise. I saw, like, my body come out of my body, and my body was looking down at me. And I am shouting at my sister and going, "Hey, can you see what's happening?" She wasn't answering. She was just talking away. And I'm shouting at the top of my voice, and she couldn't hear me. And then I was really struggling to get back into my body. And as soon as I stopped struggling, you know, my spirit came back into my body. And I could speak again, and she could hear me. And I was like, "Could you not hear me screaming?" And she said, "No. You weren't screaming. You were sleeping."
Well, let me ask you something, Ebony.
There you go.
That's the only time that happened to you. Or are you able to do that
I never forgot.
You know, the thing about that is you have to be totally relaxed. You just have to totally relax. And you'd be surprised at the things you can do. You know,
right.
Just clear-minded and everything. And you'd be surprised at the stuff you do. Trust me. They thought I was crazy.
That's what I was talking about when you start traveling through dimensions. Because people will witness what you're doing, and then you'll wake up or come out of whatever it is that you're in, and you'll be like, "Oh, well, this happened. And then the person who was sitting there will be like, "What the hell are you talking about? You didn't make a sound." And you'll
I was screaming, I was doing this.
No, Wesley, it's never happened to me again since that day, but I remember it vividly. I remember the whole, you know, the feelings and how scary it felt. It felt very scary because I thought I died.
You probably be able to do it some more times if you want to get over that fear. If you get over that fear, you probably could do it as many times as you want to.
Exactly.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of people do it in their sleep and don't realize that's what's going on.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people do it in their sleep, and they, as Nala said, they just think it's a dream.
Yeah,
because you ever been asleep and you feel like you're falling, you try to catch yourself. Y'all ever had that feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. And on top of that, Wesley, have you ever been in a dream and you were time traveling, and then you woke up trying to figure out, oh, where am I? What time is it? And you thought it was a different time than what it actually is at that
mm-hmm.
moment. You wake up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different time. This goes back to what Miss Lady was saying. That astral projection, not in the sense that you're doing it purposely, but in the sense that it's happening spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you something else you can do. I can do it too. You can bend time. See if you are an appointment, and you know you're like 10 or 15 minutes from being on time, you can actually speed yourself up to outspeed time, and where you get anywhere you can on time. I have happened to me on numerous occasions where I feel like I'm running late, but then you can like slow time where you can catch up to where you got to be on time. Now, that's deep. If y'all be able to do that, I can do it. I did it on numerous occasions.
That's what the technology of the wormhole is all about, is manipulating time, slowing it down, speeding it up, becoming ageless.
Now, I've had two out-of-body experiences. May I share one with you?
Please do.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, first I want to paint the picture. I don't know how many of you have ever worked in a factory, but I was working inside of Delco Electronics, where they have, like, all these, what do you call those, fluorescent lights? I mean, you're talking about a great big building with many lines of production going on, with buzzers going off, and, I mean, as far as you can see, right?
And that shit is crazy.
And,
is crazy.
So at the time, my job was to relieve each person from their job responsibilities where they were aligning radios. They go in your car. They were doing the alignment process so the radio would pick up the station. So when I got finished relieving all those people in my group, I had free time, and I used to read all the time at work. So I was reading this book called The Prophet by Cahil Gibran, which I've read a piece out of, if you remember, Mr. Talk, I think on your show, I'm not sure. But anyway, so I was fasting. I hadn't had anything to eat for 4 days. And I started reading this book, and literally I was gone. I was there with the people, the people that this book was about, the prophet that was living among these people, and they were getting ready to, he was getting ready to leave, and he called all the people together, and they asked him to speak on different issues about life. I was literally standing on the shore with those people, okay? And when I came back to my consciousness, I collapsed, and my arms from my elbows down to my hands was numb, and I passed out, and they had to rush me up to the nurse's station.
Now, let me ask you a question, Sister Agoni. At the same time that this was going on, you were still doing your work, weren't you?
Oh, remember, I had finished relieving all the people that I was responsible for, and I had free time to read.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I went into the book, and, I mean, I was gone. You know, but remember, the key is I had fasted for 4 days. I hadn't eaten anything for 4 days.
Yeah. Now, see, some people would say that was more what they call it, food. Starvation, or I forgot the
food
name they call it.
Deprivation.
Yeah, that's it. But you know what? It's amazing what your body will do, allow you to do at certain times. Now, remember, you said you were fasting. So depending on what you were fasting for, you know, your spirit just took over and took you somewhere that you wanted to go. And that's the way I'm looking at it. Okay, Ebony, I got you.
What does that mean?
No, that was Ebony's phone going off.
Oh, okay. But the other one I had.
People don't understand how strong the unconscious mind is, man.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get it. They don't get it. And they think, just like when the Jew came on and he's like, oh, well, I don't see anything. I don't see any symbols. And I'm just watching a program and, you know, the guy was just ridiculous and he wasn't what I – man, please. There's stuff going on.
But into, you know,
you're not aware of.
He's just messing with you.
Oh, that's okay. I know what he does. Mm-hmm. But my point is that for everybody that's listening, is that there's your mind never sleeps. Your mind never. Your body sleeps. Okay, you can't turn your mind off. People like to think they can turn their minds off. Well, I'm not going to think about this. Well, guess what? If you're not thinking about that, you're thinking about some other shit.
But you can quiet chatter, though. You can quiet the chatter of your mind.
No. You cannot control your mind. No. Not in that sense.
I don't know. I have a very hyper mind. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about, knowledge. But there are some individuals who mind just goes at 800 times the rate of a normal mind, you know what I mean? And I think I have one of those because, you know,
it just doesn't
shut down.
And I get that. But mm-hmm. my point is I like to get people to understand you can't – your mind is not a light switch. Just like I just turned my light on.
I said you can quiet.
I'm not saying.
Give you an example. Let me give you an example. Okay, say you're playing music, whether it's classical or jazz or something like that, or maybe you're out in nature and you just let your mind flow, and it quiets the thinking. You know what I'm trying to describe?
Yes.
So are you saying you can't do that?
No. What I'm saying is you can't turn it off.
Oh, I didn't say you could turn it off. And I hear
no,
what you're saying
was,
about
that
mind,
was my
mind
point.
Records
that
everything.
That was my point.
Right. The you mind records everything. We're talking about the Akashic
records. Everything.
Let's talk about the Akashic records.
It records everything when you're awake. It records everything when you're asleep.
But
it's
then you got to remember – conscious portion of the mind and a subconscious. And some people say there's a supraconscious, right?
Well, not to split hairs, yes. Mm-hmm. I can believe that. However, I like to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. You got the conscious mind. You have the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, just to keep it simple. So the conscious mind allows you to filter. That means that you can determine what it is you want to let in, what it is you don't want to let in. The unconscious mind is a sponge.
It records everything. It is
indiscriminate.
Right.
It is just going to take in everything that happens.
Right.
And then when we see people who, you know, go and shoot the damn place up or they go off the deep end or go on a binge or whatever, that's things that have crept into the subconscious mind that are now surfacing into the conscious mind.
Or it could be those SSRIs that they be on.
What is that? SSRIs?
Well, it stands for serotonin uptake inhibitor. But every last one of these shootings that we've heard about, all the way back from Columbine to the theater shoot up to the guy in D.C. to the school shootings, it always comes out that they're on some type of pharmaceutical SSRIs.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds military.
Yes. Well, you know, military doctors will give them to
you. That's the first thing that popped into my mind, Mr. Top. Sounds military.
Oh, yeah. Because I've been given a couple that they were taking and to take myself. So, yeah, I know it's possible.
And, man, if I could give anybody any advice, stay away from the military. That is the most occult institution. When I say cult and institution, the military is the most occult institution in the world, no matter where you live. Boy, once
you sign up for them,
cats.
See, this is where we're going to bump a little heads.
Okay. All right. Once you sign up with them cats.
Yeah, I mean, ain't
no turning back.
I think, I'm sorry. I can't say it was all bad, no, because, you know, I did 21 years, and I saw some things, and yes, but I'm not going to say that.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Talk? Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you have headaches? Do you get migraines?
I don't have migraines, but yes, I get headaches. Yeah.
You get headaches?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Now, let me go and put out that a lot of stuff I was supposed to be taking, I wasn't taking, okay?
I have another question.
When they give you,
Didn't they put you on medication? Did they put you on medication?
Yeah, they put me on medication.
Oh, okay. All right. You answered my question.
They put me on medication.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying that we have all these trappings in society, and just to bring the conversation full circle, when we started the conversation with you and Sister Goni and Wesley, when we were talking about, you know, the whole planetary and, you know, the intermingling of genealogy and all that,
mm-hmm.
man, this is all part of it. It's all part of it. We're not pure, and I think what humanity is going through right now is that it's fighting to get back to purity, and it's causing a lot of disruption.
All right.
Because we're trying to be pure again. We want to just be people, okay? I don't want to be a mm-hmm. person that's mad at the world because somebody jacked me and, you know, messed up my situation and, you know, not to say anything about anybody else's situation, but we all have that experience in our life where we just had to deal with somebody who was just like, you're just looking at them like, damn, what the hell are you on? What you got an axe to grind with me? And mm-hmm. you're just like, I didn't even do anything to you. And they're like, I don't care. You're out.
Yeah.
And we just look at each other like, okay, well, how do we get to this point? How do we get back to basics? No.
No.
It doesn't work like that. We just can't get back to basics because we don't even understand our own fundamental existence.
All right. Okay.
Well, maybe we have to forget that in order to have the experience that we have or the experiences we have in the third dimension. Because,
maybe
once again,
right.
we're not our bodies, we're not our minds, and we're not our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they call the veil, you see? The veil.
Right.
And the
right.
apocalypse means the lifting of the veil. So we are going
right.
through the apocalypse now.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
100%. That's the apocalypse, is
mm-hmm.
lifting the veil and coming clean with our own existence and what we've done to ourselves. Is Miss Lady still online? Or did she bail out like she always does?
She said she was driving.
Yeah, she's always driving.
Yeah, she may have hit some towers.
I have a new name for her, Driving Miss Daisy.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Miss Lady, if you're listening, a.k.a. Driving Miss Daisy. That's your new name. Did we lose everybody on the phone, Mr. Talk?
I don't know, Mr. Talk, are you there? Mr. Talk, maybe he put us in the green room.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we were talking too much or something.
Well,
or maybe
no,
I think
he wouldn't do that without telling us. So I think.
No, I wouldn't do nothing. What did I do?
There he is.
What did I do? It went purposely, whatever it was.
Mr. Talk, great show.
Well, thank you. Hold on. Somebody else got their hand up, though. Ain't that something? Oh, how they got in? I don't know. Well, let's find out.
Oh,
I know who it is.
They got
Welcome
in,
to the show.
They got in after 5 o'clock. I know who it is.
All right. Who do we have here?
They got
Hello.
In after 5 o'clock.
I knew
the
it.
Network.
I knew it.
Doesn't he? He owns the network. He runs the network. He is at the heart of it. By the way,
he's the only one that can do this
really?
Shit.
Does he?
He's the only one that can do
it. I disagree with you that I cannot control. I disagree with you that I cannot control my own mind. Not only can I control my own mind, I can control yours.
You think so? You think so, Drew?
And by the way,
don't do it, my man.
Don't do it, Mr. Talk. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Good you are, Drew. This is how good you are.
Man, I didn't want
now,
you to do that.
Control.
Because I knew who it was. I knew who it was. I knew it was him.
I did, too. That's what I'm like, uh-huh. Okay, he controlled my mind. Let's see how good he is. Now,
I thought he was talking about me. He was talking about you. I thought he was talking about me.
He was talking about me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna show him just how much control he had. Yeah, he'll be a mess all weekend. He'll be back Monday probably. He not only got buckshot, but he got kicked too. So oh well. Anyway.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Talk. He ain't going nowhere.
I'm not worried. It's all good.
He ain't going nowhere. And he'll show up under another name. He's got a plethora of names.
Yeah, I know. But he shouldn't be able to get in now. That's why I said, how he get in then? But I don't know. But anyway.
He knows how to do that.
Yeah. He one of them computer geeks probably. But anyway, among other things. Oh, man, this was a great show. A lot of information, man. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this again and update and look at my notes.
I loved it.
You know what I mean?
I loved it.
I'm
going to
do that.
Man. Wesley was good. Miss Lady was good. Sister Ngonia was good. You were good. Lowe
you know what it was
good.
You know, we didn't have the arguers here today, the instigators.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful, man? We
yeah,
just kind of flowed with each other.
Yeah, that's what it was. We didn't have the instigators and arguers here today, so
everybody was able to get their point across and just say what they wanted to say, and just that be that.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure Monday they'll be locked and loaded. Yes, ma'am.
I've been going crazy for the last 5 minutes trying to Google this guy. I can't think of his name for anything, and what brought it up in my mind when N2K was talking about the military, and he has a presentation. He used to be in the Church of Satan, okay, and he came out.
Oh, my.
Yes, and he came out, and he has been teaching occulted information on his videos, and he gets into how the elite deal with and see the military, and I can't think of his name for nothing. I promise you I will find it and send it to you. But I promise you this.
Okay, that'll work.
You're not going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send it to me also?
Okay.
Sister Ingona.
And yes, I will, and I really apologize that I cannot recall this man's name. His information is wonderful.
He said the Church of Satan.
He was a member of the Church of Satan, yes. And he's come out
and
exposed
you know,
a lot
and
of
I tell anybody.
Huh?
You know, I tell a lot of people who listen to the show, and I think I've said this more than once. You know, I may not agree with some things that you say, but I have an open mind. You know what I mean? And
yeah, this is not evil stuff.
Right.
I think you'll appreciate the information.
You know,
and that's what I love about you, Mr. Talk, is that I know
mm-hmm.
you're a religious guy, and I know that that's not something that particularly we technically agree on, but one of the things that I do appreciate about you is that your mind is open and that you will consider different veins of thought, and I think that's very admirable because
mm-hmm.
most Christians are not that open-minded. They're very closed-minded people, and you're an exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And I give you kudos for that, dude, because that's one of the reasons why I've always gravitated to your show, because you know
mm-hmm.
me, and I've been, from the day that I came on your show, you know how I am. So I'll say shit about the
yeah.
Bible, but at the same time, I'll whip the Bible out and reference it. However, you know, I respect people that, you know, believe in what they believe. And as long as their belief is founded in concrete analysis and philosophy, I can go along with it. And you're one of those cats, dude. And I love
mm-hmm.
you for that. I do. Seriously.
And this man that I'm thinking about, you know, he had his experience in the Church of Satan, and what he did now is he came out, he realized that he was dealing with evil and darkness, so he came out to expose
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah. Yeah, he's not teaching anything.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
He's exposing it. See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm,
mm-hmm.
He probably gonna talk about some things I done witnessed already. Yeah, but okay, he's just gonna bring the clarity for me.
Mr. Talk, if you were in the military, I worked for the government for 10 years. You on the
mm-hmm.
inside, dude. You know how that shit works. You know how.
Oh,
it
yes,
works.
I do know how it works. Yeah,
I was in the federal building in San Francisco with a Vietnam
mm.
veteran. We were snorting cocaine in the stairway, just a floor below. Wait, just a floor below the CIA office. Okay?
Okay.
Man, I'm telling you, the game is thick. Mm. The game,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like they don't play. That military, man, when you get into that military shit, that's serious.
Mm.
And what a lot of people
okay.
need to know, and I'm going to keep this real short, what a lot of people need to know
mm-hmm.
is that anytime a country wants to have a flag, guess who they have to go through? They have to go through England to have the flag registered. So
really?
You cannot have a flag in the world, no matter what country
uh-huh.
you're in, that flag is registered in England.
Wow. That's interesting. Didn't know that one.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Registered in England.
Registered.
You have to You have to submit paperwork to Buckingham Palace in order for that flag to be honored throughout the rest of the world.
Mm. Wow. So now you want me to see? I'm going to have to pull up my laptop and go to work now. See? But you know how you had those, yeah, of course, you know, half my weekends be gone. I'd be trying to catch up on all the stuff y'all sent me. See, y'all send me. But keep sending it because I learned a lot from it. Now, I got to get ready for a thing I got going on tonight because, yes, ma'am?
I thought of the name. It was killing me, okay? It finally pulled up in the Rolodex, okay? It's Mark Passio, MarkPassio. Mark Passio.
Oh. Okay.
I'll still send you the link, but I just wanted
it.
To say that for the people listening in the audience in case they wanted to check it out.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube, Mark Passio.
What are we talking about right there?
Huh?
Yeah, I'll probably put it on the show page as well.
Okay.
No, I'll say, you know how you see them shows, Taps and Ghost Hunters and all that good stuff? You know, that
mm-hmm.
that kind of interests me. I'm interested. So what I did, you know, because I was going to have them on the show to interview them, right? But I said, you know, how much fun would that be? So you know what I did? I called them out to come do my home. so I can have firsthand knowledge and tell y'all exactly what this experience was like. So that's what I got going on tonight here at the house. So, of course, I will be with them to make sure everything goes right. But so look for a show that was one of those shows coming up soon. You know, that TAPS team of Central Texas is coming to my home. Ooh. Man,
wow.
I'm telling you, this should be interesting. Yeah.
Can I have one more second, please?
You sure can. Go ahead.
I found the exact video that I'm going to send you, and I want everybody else to be able to hear the title so they can look it up. I apologize that I can't interact in the chat room to put the link in. But the name of the title is Mark Passio on Dark Occultist, Satanic Mockery of Police and Military. And it's from the Free Your Mind Conference in 2011. It's an hour and 17 minutes video. So I'll send that to you.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
You'll send it to me also?
Yes, I will. Okay, I'm
all right.
Thank you very much. I'm done.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Well, I guess, Knowledge, you done had your last word, so...
Man, You let me talk so much today. I'm good for the weekend.
Well, you talk a lot on Friday anyway, so it's normal. So we'll just let you go.
I appreciate it, my brother.
Look at the bright side. You ain't getting no buckshot this Friday, right? So you good.
Well, no, I didn't.
Well, N2K, I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge. It was really enjoyable. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and I know that most of your listeners think I'm crazy and I'm a complete derelict. And you know what? I'm happy with that because that's what I want them to think.
Well,
but at the end of the day, I'm not going to even finish that.
Okay, good.
I'm done.
All right,
I'm
man.
Done.
Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend. See you Monday.
All right, my man.
All right. Another good show, co-host. You know, missing going here. Another good show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
I sure enjoyed. I hope everybody else out there did. I was wishing that truth and nothing but the truth would come. Boy, he or she was writing a book out there. Very interesting information that they had in the chat room.
Yeah. Well, he always does. I think he was having trouble getting on, too. So,
okay.
Hopefully he'll come back. Well, he's here every day, so I know who it
wonderful.
Is. Yeah, it's a he. I know who it is.
You know,
Michael Hood. Yeah, so it's all good. He'll be back.
I know who that is. Okay,
yeah,
great.
He'll be back. Yes. Yeah, so he'll be back. Yeah, he was having trouble getting on. Oh, man, I tell you, wonderful show. And always, Ms. Ngonya, nice having you. I'm glad you are my co-host. And, whew, boy, you make the show go a lot smoother. That's for sure.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate you and say thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I'm just glad to be here. I'm just having fun and enjoying it a lot. I hope everybody else out there is
cool.
Too. They must be. They keep coming, right?
That's right. Man, and I appreciate y'all as well. That's right. We have somebody to talk to besides ourselves.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Ngonya, you go and get you some rest now, and I'll be talking to you over the weekend. But have fun. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. Another wonderful show. Oh, man, I knew it was something I forgot. Hold up, Ms. Ngonya, before you leave. You there?
I'm here.
Ngonya. Okay.
I'm here.
Let the people know how they can reach you in case they want to contact you.
Okay. My email address is ngonea@yahoo.com. That's Ngonya@yahoo.com.
Y'all got that? Ngonya@yahoo.com. So if y'all want to send her a message, hey, that's how you get in contact with her, all right? All right. Of course, y'all know how to get in contact with me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or don't forget to stop by the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Well,
and
y'all, it's been...
Mr.
Yes,
Trump, let me say this. I welcome anyone who wants to contact me, but please put something on the subject line about Mr. Talk, because I get so much email, I won't have a clue who's trying to contact me, okay?
All
just
right.
Put Mr. Talk on the subject line so I can respond to you.
All right. Y'all got that? When y'all send an email, make sure y'all put Mr. Talk on the subject line so she knows what you want to talk about. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And don't forget to keep laughing. Keep laughing. Make everything better. Yes. All right, y'all. We about to get up out of here. And y'all have a good one. Enjoy the weekend. Spend time with some loved ones. Get out the house. Do something. Don't just sit there all weekend. I know football is on and it's tempting. Hey, just go out on the boring games and just be back in time for the good ones. All right? All right, y'all. Until Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. This has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio with me, Mr. Talk, and Miss Ngonya. Y'all have a good one. We out, y'all. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a journey into sound.
When they